WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
As we approach the end of the century, we're seeing the word millennium in print more and more often. Linguist Jeff Nunberg says it's time to settle the issue of how the word is spelled.
Everybody in the software business these days is worrying over what they call the millennium problem. At the stroke of midnight on December 31st, 1999, all those programs that represent the year with only two digits will roll over to 00, which means they'll think the clock's been turned back to the year 1900, with catastrophic consequences all around. There's another millennium problem, though, not as ominous as the first, but auspicious in its own right. As we enter the new millennium, will anybody still know how to spell the word? In theory, it shouldn't be that hard. Millennium, from the Latin mille, thousand, plus annum, year. Two L's, two N's. But people seem to have a lot of trouble getting this straight. When I did a search on the web, I found it misspelled about 30% of the time, usually with two L's and one N, but with lots of other inventive combinations too, one L and two N's, or one of each. As for the vowels, you don't want to know. Of course, this is just what you'd expect to find on the web, where the reliability of spelling and grammar is on a par with the reliability of the other information floating around. But in fact, the traditional press doesn't do a lot better, even when you make allowances for all the names of companies, hotels, and the rest that have adopted the one-N spelling. The New York Times spells millennium wrong 8% of the time, and so does the Wall Street Journal, even though they themselves ran a story not long ago pointing out the frequency of the error. The Washington Post gets it wrong 14% of the time. And journals and magazines do even worse than that. The error rate was 20% for the Journal of the American Medical Association and over 40% for the Harvard Business Review and Consumer Reports. I mean, Consumer Reports, if you can't rely on their spelling, how can you be sure they're getting toaster ovens right? Out of 20 or so periodicals that I looked at, the only one that consistently spelled the word correctly was the New England Journal of Medicine. It's nice to think that somewhere in Boston there's a lonely editor holding the line on this one, an unsung hero of American orthography. Still, this is clearly a losing battle. You could tell the game was up when Mazda came out with a new sedan last year called the Millennia, with one N, and nobody raised an eyebrow. Maybe we were already jaded by the Geo Prism spelt with a Z. For that matter, nobody seemed to mind that Mazda used the plural form of the noun, which opens the door to other intriguing possibilities. The Acura Integrae, the Buick LeSabre. And that one-N spelling of millennium has worked its way into the names of hotels, pharmaceutical companies, and a massage parlor in Fort Dodge, Iowa. There's no point in getting indignant about all this, though. It's just too fin de siècle fulminating over the collapse of traditional values. The only solution here is legalization, before this can spill over into a general disrespect for the law. The question is, who's going to bell this cat? The fact is that we've never tolerated official interference in our orthography, which is probably why we've been drifting along with a spelling system that hasn't undergone any significant changes for the past 150 years or so. And it would be futile to expect help from the dictionary publishers. They like to talk about how they're only in the business of describing usage, but when it comes to the crunch, they tend to be pretty hidebound about things like spelling, particularly with all those English teachers and librarians looking over their shoulders. Anyway, it doesn't seem right to rely on an 18th century institution like the dictionary to take charge of a word that has everything to do with the 21st. What we need is someone with the influence and assurance to guide us along the road ahead. Indeed, who better than Bill Gates? All it would take is a word to the people who are implementing the spell checker for the next version of Microsoft Word. Why don't we ease up on millennium this time around? Let's face it, spell checkers are about the only thing that have been keeping that second N around up to now. And for Gates, it would be another brilliant coup. If he can't take care of the first millennium problem single-handed, at least he can resolve the second one, and in a way that demonstrates his abiding commitment to tolerance and diversity. What's more, he can be sure that posterity will remember him for this longer than for any mere software fix or marketing maneuver. After all, a lot of people will shape the way the history of our age is written, but how many of them get to determine how it's spelled?
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.